Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Kayla. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi, guys. I'm just hiding myself really quickly.
Oh.
You know, you can click the dots and hide your own face on Zoom.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
But we can see you.
We can see you perfectly.
Great. No, that's ideal.
You just didn't want to see yourself.
Precisely, yeah.
Kayla, you and I have a bit of a history, and I think we should come clean.
Yes. Ooh.
Recently on a trip to New York, I take trips to New York to do some podcasts, other business, and I was walking down the street with my good friend of many years, one of my oldest friends, Eric Reif. I think we were near MoMA. Is that right, Kayla?
Very near MoMA. You were almost inside the museum.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to go inside, but was immediately escorted out. Mm-hmm. Most good museums, they know the scoop and they escort me out immediately. But Kayla and I, you and I had an interaction and we chatted for a little bit. And it was interesting because I think maybe the essence of me came out in this interaction. Is that fair to say?
All the contours of your personality were there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment, even though it really doesn't sound... No, and I remember we chatted for a little bit, and I one of the things I had to do was an upfront where there's an audience, and I actually recounted my interaction with Kayla in front of this audience, and it got a big laugh.
And you've talked about this on the regular show as well.
Exactly.
You want to do a brief recap?
Yeah. Well, briefly run into Kayla. She... professes anyway to be a fan of the podcast. We chat briefly, and then I thought, usually people would like to commemorate it with a selfie. And I said, would you like a selfie? And she said, no, I'm good. My friend thought that was really funny. Me less so. No, I didn't let it go immediately, the idea of the selfie. And then
you didn't?
I think not. Well, Kayla, you were there. I think Kayla, you were there.
That's
why
we're here today.
Yeah, Kayla's here as the witness. And you mentioned that this need to please neediness that's in the title of the podcast came out in that moment. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I wanted to let you go first so that I could give the honest account of what happened because it was a little different than that.
But, okay.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right.
Very similar. No, I'm an enormous fan. I love you guys. I listen every week. I've been a fan for years and I was leaving work at this unusually late hour. I'm normally not there around dinner time. And I was on the phone with one of my best friends, Olivia, and I was walking out of the staff kind of exit and I'm in the revolving doors and I see this person peering in. and I thought that I was having like a fever dream at first because I thought I was like, I thought that I like willed you into existence.
Uh-huh.
And I got out and I'm in my head, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I said to my friend, just hold on a second. And then I turned to you and I wanted to say how much I love your work and the show. Mm-hmm. And you were so generous and kind and standing, you know, there to talk to me and everything. And then you said, so do you want to take a selfie to show your friends? And I felt at that point, like I was already such an imposition having stopped you guys. You were looking for the Modern, which is the restaurant at the museum.
Can I stop you for one second and say, when I was peering in, there's a restaurant in the museum or adjacent to the museum or associated with the museum called the Modern, right?
Yes.
And so my friend, Eric, said, I think this is the restaurant. And I was peering in through the glass. Now, of course, you just see a tall creep peering in at you as you're trying to exit the building. I was looking to see, is this where the restaurant is? So I'm clearing that up, first of all.
Gotcha.
It's interesting you left that out, though, when you were first telling the story.
Well, I often peer.
What? That doesn't make it better.
I'm someone who peers to see what's going on inside. and I like to peer and I like to furtively look around. anyway, that's what happened. So we had a nice chat. I thought maybe, and then you thought that was too much of a imposition on me.
Yeah, I didn't want to impose. I like blacked out as soon as I saw you because you're literally my hero, and I didn't remember anything that I said in that moment. So I said, I guess what I said was, I'm good. Mm-hmm. And then that's not really my style. And then your face just totally fell. And
I really wanted a picture with you.
I felt really sad. And then I said, why do you want a selfie? And then you said, yeah, I really do.
Yeah,
oh, God.
I do. It's true.
Oh, and so then you still didn't take a selfie with him.
Well, actually, I think you blacked out too because...
Oh, we did get a selfie. Yay!
Oh.
Okay, so here's the crazy part. So
You're so happy in that picture.
I am happy because I finally got the selfie.
Your own reimagining of this made you think of it the worst possible scenario.
That's what often happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, my inner voice is quite negative, but we did eventually get the selfie. But then, Kayla, you're leaving out the real O. Henry twist, which is several weeks later, I'm back in New York to do these other podcasts. And I hear, oh, hi, Conan. And it's Kayla.
Oh.
And we're in a different neighborhood. We're not even in really quite the same area.
Kayla, that's suspicious.
Yeah.
That's a little.
And this time you were peering at me. to be frank. How do you answer these charges, Kayla?
You were on my block.
I know.
Conan.
I don't like being a party to anyone.
I won't name the venue because I want to preserve both of our, locations, which you go there, I go there. It's literally right next door to where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking by to go home and walk my dog. And you walked out and I was like, again, are you kidding me? Like, and I started laughing and then you looked up and I think you were kind of like, all right, who is this person? And you kind of said, hello. And I said, sorry, actually we met last week.
Yep.
And then you said, of course. And then we sort of started chatting again.
And I asked you again for a selfie. Please.
You want another one?
No. So we started chatting. Yep.
Well, but what I was going to say was what was funny about the first interaction is I was on the phone with my friend and she was on the phone the whole time. So when I got off, when I left you guys to go into the restaurant, she was able to tell me line by line what happened.
I'm thinking she had called the police.
No, and it required zero explanation because you have the most recognizable voice. And she said that was the most extraordinary interaction I've ever accidentally overheard.
That was funny. But you know, it was because then we were chatting and that's the second time we ran into each other. And I said, okay, now we have to have Kayla on the podcast. This will clear up.
And she refused.
No, I'm good.
But I know where she lives.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is just all, it was all a happening. It was all just a happening.
And yeah.
I was very happy. I mean, clearly I love our fans. I have great respect for our fans.
And yeah.
When you meet these very smart, cool people who like the podcast, I'm a happy, happy guy. Hmm. So, you know, that's it.
How much did it clearly bothered you, though, that she said, no, thanks, I'm good, when you offered her a selfie?
I didn't let it go.
Yeah. Clearly.
I mean, yeah.
I promised her a spot on this podcast. That's what we haven't heard, is there was a negotiation.
Yeah. She's also getting $400,000, which I have to wire into a Swiss account.
You heard it here, listeners. You can extort Conan for money.
By just refusing a podcast.
Selfie. Yeah.
No, refusing one. Withhold the selfie and then demand cash. Yeah.
Nothing brings the family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching, you can go hiking in Yosemite, and then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want, they got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
So, I think I'm going to just keep running into you then. That just feels like what's going to keep happening.
Yeah, I checked my bag after our second run-in to see if you dropped an air tag in there.
Well, they make them. They're pretty small now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like a hair clip.
You knowing you'd drop in like one of those bank robber ink bombs. You know?
Oh, that explode?
Yeah.
No, I would not do that. I would never do that to Kayla. Kayla, what kind of dog do you have?
I have an Italian greyhound. I adopted her during the pandemic.
Oh, wow. Is that a fairly large dog? I would think it is.
No, it's very small. It's the smallest of the greyhounds. Okay. So,
is it like a dog you
can
carry?
She's asleep right now.
Oh,
you can carry.
Yeah,
this
I
dog.
Can carry her. She kind of like folds into a little paper crane size and just put her in my bag.
Does she make painful noises? Do you fold her into a crane?
She's a very compact dog. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful, but she actually, you two have a lot in common, I think, personality wise.
In what way? What way am I like this very small dog that can be folded into any shape?
Well, I mean, the phenotype, you both have this very athletic, long legged, barrel chested, purebred appearance.
Barrel
chest.
Purebred.
Yeah, check me. Thank you very much, Kayla. Yes,
cracker barrel chest.
No, in real life, I take good care of the physique. Uh-huh.
Extremely athletic.
I'm sorry.
Let her go. Let her talk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what else?
We have to interject.
What about my eyes?
We're fact checking some of this stuff.
And then the personality wise, you both are, you're the two neediest creatures I've ever
met. That checks out. There. Now we're on the right page.
So now Kayla's allowed to expound at will.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are extremely athletic.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You ever seen me mix it up in a bar fight?
No.
I've seen him flail his limbs like one of those car things, car dealer things.
Thank you. Kayla, the secret is I am athletic when I think it could be funny. But if there was a game that I was in where I needed to put a ball in a hoop, it wouldn't go well.
Right.
But if it's funny, I can do it.
Okay.
I can suddenly become. Do you think that's fairly true?
That actually, it's amazing how much athletic ability you have when there's a camera pointed to you and you think you could get some yucks out of it.
Some yucks or some chuckles.
Some chuckles.
Or the occasional chortle. Well, Kayla, we're going to edit this so that there's no mention of my neediness. It's going to be on repeat that I'm barrel chested, athletic.
It's going to be a 3 minute.
And then we're going to add a voice that's clearly not yours saying with those smoldering eyes.
Oh no.
With those smoldering eyes.
We'll use very fake
and a winning personality.
Also, your personality was so winning.
Bring him home to mom.
Kayla, you're a very cool person. You really are. And
cool and cool?
What's that?
Cool and cool.
Cool and cool. Yeah.
What did I say?
You're a cool and cool person.
You are.
Was that what I said?
You got to come up with another adjective.
Well, I think she's incredible. I think she's a very nice person.
You seem like a really cool person.
Oh, well, come on. We just needed another adjective and that's what you come up with?
I'm sorry.
Let's find out some more about
poetry.
Kayla.
Poetry is being written right here.
Kayla, yeah. Do you have a question for Conan?
Or for anyone here?
Yeah. Well, do you know anyone in the State Department who can help expedite a passport?
You've come to the right place.
You've come to exactly the right place. Who are we trying to help? What country?
Me. The ask is on behalf of myself.
You want to go to another country?
Yeah. I didn't realize my passport was expiring in August, and it's tough.
I know how to do this.
If we're in August.
Yeah, if we're in August, you still have time.
This happened to me in London 2.5 hours before my flight. I lost my passport.
Whoa.
So just say you lost your passport, go straight to the U.S. Embassy and they'll make an emergency one for you.
But how do you get on the plane?
Now there's a record of this.
Well, first of all who's really listening?
You're right.
Second of all, no, but that would work. I think that would work. And what are the chances that the person in the embassy is going to say, wait a minute, you're Kayla from Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan?
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
Right. Where are you going?
No, there's a ton of Kaylas out there. There's no distinguishable characteristics where they could find me.
I know. Where are you going? Can we come?
Yeah, what country?
I'm going to Japan. Do you want to come?
Oh, yes! I love Japan.
That was where I had my honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing country.
What part of Japan?
Actually, in all seriousness, I would like to request you when you were talking about our initial meeting on the podcast, you mentioned that you had a courtroom artist do a drawing of the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could follow through on that and actually have
we
a
can
courtroom
do that.
Artist.
Sure.
Let's have that. Blay, can we have that taken care of?
Yep. I'll get it done.
We will get Judge Ito's guy.
We'll get a courtroom sketch to do a rendering of me asking you if you want a selfie and you saying no.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I'll have it on my wall at the Museum of Modern Art.
Okay. Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, not in the museum, in her office, probably.
We'll probably hang with the other works of art next to a Warhol soup can.
Okay. No. All right.
There's some pictures. It'll be one of those in the back of her.
Well, those are quite nice.
Yeah, those are
nice.
I'd
be pleased. I'd be pleased to hang on Kayla's wall at any time. I've already peered through the window at Kayla. I might as well be there 24/7. Kayla, your wish shall be granted. We'll get this online. And it's just great. I don't know. I'm just fascinated by this. For years, my dialogue with people, because I was doing a television show, was very one-sided. And I love this aspect of it where I meet people and we talk and I feel like there's a conversation going on. I know that sounds a little pat, but it's true. Yeah. I find it kind of fascinating. And
you're so kind. I mean, it was amazing meeting you. You were so generous with your time. And I've been a fan since I was a kid and to the point where you are the only public figure I genuinely care about to the extent where I would stop you to say something.
Oh my God.
And,
do you get out much? Cause there's a lot of great celebrities out there.
There's a lot of really cool ones.
But I see in New York, when you're out, you see tons of people who are recognizable. Like I saw your friend, Tim Oliphant at the opening of a Broadway show. And I was sitting with my aunt who works in the theater business. And you sort of spot who you know or recognize in the audience. And we're naming names. And then I said, oh, and that's Tim Oliphant. And she said, who is that? And I just go, that's Conan O'Brien's friend.
You gotta play that for
that'll
him.
That'll kill Tim Oliphant.
Yeah.
Such a terrific actor, successful movies, television. But no, he's Conan's friend.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just wiped that whole IMDb page off the record.
Nice. Well, Kayla, now you're my friend. We're friends now. Okay? This is just right?
Yeah.
Did you know this, that she was a big fan of yours?
I didn't really know.
Because you came in feeling a little dejected, and she's clearly a really big fan of yours.
I don't think I was dejected. I knew that I thought Kayla was a really cool, smart person. She says phenotype, which none of you have ever dropped that word before.
Yeah,
no
idea.
I think that's awesome.
Don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
I was in a band called The Phenotypes.
Oh.
Okay. And I was so, I don't know. I was just, she's a very impressive person and I'm very happy that it turns out that she likes whatever bullshit we're selling here.
Right.
We're doing the best
we
can.
But it probably hurt your feelings a little that she didn't take a picture with you.
And keep going back to that. So
I know, because I just want to remind you that you asked her and she said no. So I just want to remind you that that happened.
She kindly demurred. She didn't say no. She kindly
What is a phenotype?
That's not for you to know.
Also, really? That's not a good bad name.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kayla, it's so much better when it's just the two of us talking, not these two chattering.
Not according to Kayla.
Kayla, seriously, I look forward to our next encounter. I know it's happening again. It's just going to keep happening and happening. This is Groundhog Day for you.
Sounds like a threat.
And it's going to turn into...
I know. It's peering in through the window again. Oh my
You're going to run into me over and over and over again.
Why was Conan peering in my sixth floor window? Oh. I was trying to find the restaurant. On the sixth floor?
So for the wayfinding at the museum, a tip the next time you go there, the entrance to the restaurant is the one that has the menu next to it.
Oh. All right.
Also the one that has a door.
Okay. All right. Okay. So menu and door. Got it. Yeah. I'm writing this down. I don't get to New York much. Menu and door means possible restaurant. Yeah. Just big
and the
window.
And the one that I was... leaving was the one marked staff.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Okay, Kayla, you destroyed me. Well done. Well played. Thank you very much and be well. I hope you have a good summer and get that passport, okay?
I will. And maybe next time we can make a real plan to run into each other and go look at some art together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Check out some phenotypes. Yeah.
Oh, Matt.
I'll explain to him later. Okay. All right. Take care, Kayla. Bye.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.